We're joined now by three of the living legends of the Houston Gamblers, quarterback Jim Kelly, offensive coordinator Miles Davis, and head coach Jack Pardee. Jack, welcome in.
Well, thank
you. Great to meet you here. Now, we've been talking with Jim, and talking with Mouse. When you first got the job with the Houston Gamblers, and Mouse Davis was brought in as the offensive coordinator, did you think this offense would work, the run and shoot? Did you know it was going to have success?
Well, I knew one thing, that, you know, coming in competing with the NFL and trying to do the same thing they were doing with players that they rejected, I knew that wasn't going to work. So we had to have good players to make this work, and we could get good players they didn't want. You know, the Mouseketeers. hey, all, they're good players. They just didn't, you know, they wasn't big enough for the NFL. So at that time, but they all end up playing there later.
Yeah. And then we had one that the NFL did want that was pretty good.
Well, we had a few of them they wanted
yeah,
that were pretty
exactly.
good.
But. And we also got a few, but one of the things I want to say about Coach Pardee, when I did leave the USFL and wind up going to the NFL, and I was very blessed because I ended up with a head coach by the name of Marv Levy. Just both of them, the way they went about their everyday preparation, the way that they let the players be themselves, but the respect that they got from the players. That's exactly what Coach Pardee got. When we were there, we knew who was in charge. We knew who the boss was. And he wasn't one of those guys who would get in your face and scream and yell. When he spoke, we listened. And that's exactly what I got off Coach Levy. And I remember doing many interviews at my first 3-4 years in the league. And I always said how similar they both were because both knew the game of football very well. But more than anything, we, as the Buffalo Bills, and I know you guys have seen this over the years, knew the egos we had on our team. And it did take, you know, a special coach to be able to handle some of those guys. And us with the USFL, the fun that we had, the excitement, what Miles brought to the team, and, of course, you know, the receivers we had on our team, the fun that we used to have, there's not many coaches would have been able to handle that. And Coach Pardee did everything that we would hope he would do, and he was everything that I hoped he would be.
You know, Marv was one of my coaches with the Los Angeles Rams. So, I mean, he had a big influence on me to begin with. What a great guy Marv was. You know, a smart coach. And, of course, he did a great job there in Buffalo when he got that job.
He didn't do bad. He didn't do bad.
Yeah.
But as Marv said, he had some pretty good players, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
both sides of the ball.
That'll help you.
Bruce, Thurman, Andre.
Yeah. Well, something about that. You know, a good coach seems to have good players.
And there's a direct correlation.
Well, I believe there is. Yeah.
This question can be for all three of y'all. What does it say to you that the Gamblers were only around for 2 years, but you see all these people that have come out to see this event, come out and get autographs, come out and support your foundation, Jim, and you see the love, and we've heard from phone calls over the last couple of months just about the Gamblers. What does it say to you that the Houston fan base still remembers the Houston Gamblers?
They probably won quite a bit. Usually people like winners. They probably
That's
won
true.
Quite a bit. And we're exciting.
Well, it's at the right, you know, the right thing for Houston at the right time, because the Oilers, you know, they were down and out. You know, they were really going nowhere. And at that time, the Astros and I forget now, the
Rockets.
The Rockets might have, you know, they were pretty good for those years. But, you know, they were looking for a winner. And for us to come in to have an exciting team that could also win. That was it's easy to get people to associate or identify with that.
Jack, you had the opportunity to play with some great Hall of Fame football players, and you coached a running back by the name of Walter Payton. You coached this guy. What were the similarities between number 34 and number 12 that you saw as football players and as leaders?
Well, I think I've had a lot of great, you know, Warren Moon. You know, I've been very fortunate in my coaching to have some of the best players that ever played the game. And the common denominator is I've never been around one of the good players that was lazy. Hey, Jim, and one thing good about the, you know, the run and shoot, it was so fun. You know, I played for Coach Bryant at A&M, and then a lot of times with the Rams, gosh, you couldn't, you know, we'd have those 3-hour workouts and just kill us off. But with the, you know, with this group we had with the Mouseketeers and Jim throwing, we couldn't get them off the field. Let's stay out there after practice and play. And, you know, it was like playing touch football, and they had a great time doing it. And to get good at something, you better enjoy it. And I think these guys enjoyed it.
Well, you hit that exact right, because we not only enjoyed it, we live for it, because when you're able to light up the scoreboard, and you were talking earlier about some of those games where fans would come out and be able to enjoy watching what we did, that was fun for us. And we scored touchdowns. Fans want to see that. They don't want to see the 10-9 games. And when you coach Warren Moon, I always thought that I used to watch you all just as much as I watched my own team, because I loved watching it, because it brought back a lot of memories when Miles was coaching us.
All righty. For 25 years, I've been waiting to ask you this question, Jack Pardee. And you're not going to dodge it right here in front of all of these folks who are here to help raise money also for Hunter's Hope. And we're going to have a silent auction afterwards to help generate some funds for this great cause that Jill and Jim have done. But right now, Jack Pardee, live on Sports Radio 610, had your gambler team with Mouse and with June and with Jenks and with the Hall of Fame Jim Kelly running it, what would they have done to the Houston Oilers that they played in 1984?
Well, there's no doubt about that. We'd have beaten them, because we were the best in our league, and they were the worst in theirs. So, that's a bad comparison.
See, I was trying to be politically correct. I was trying to say, oh, it would have been a great game. I know we would have whooped their butts. I'm
correct.
Saying it right now with Coach Fardy here.
Has the cold weather in Buffalo done something? I've never known you to be politically correct.
Oh, you know what? I've matured.
And also, you mentioned earlier the auction we're going to have. I just drove in and hit my library before I came down. We have a big framed poster of Jim Kelly. It's going to be in the auction, and one of the original footballs that I brought in for the USFL. I took out of my collection to try to raise some money.
Let's hear it for Jack Pardee, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get out to the phone lines right now, 713-572-4610. Our good buddy Ocho Texto's up next. What's up, Ocho?
What's up, Kyle? How you doing?
No, I'm doing great, man.
Good. Barry, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, is Jim Kelly there still?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I had a question for you, man. About your uniforms, I always thought you all had the best uniforms, and not only that league, just sports-wise, period. My question is, where would you rank those uniforms just in the history of sports, not just in football? I love the black, I love the G with the Texas emblem. And my other question was, do you have any idea how well you all did merchandising-wise during the 2 years you had? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Ocho.
I heard the first part. I didn't hear the second part, but the first part, our uniforms, I always thought they were the best. And I do. I rank them up there right at the top with some of the best that there ever was. The logo, the black helmet with that logo with the star right there, inside the G where the Texas logo was. I always thought they were sweet. And as a matter of fact, a lot of my USFL memorabilia is at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. So I was going to bring some of it, but I started looking. I'm like, oh, that's right. It's in Canton. So I gave them a lot of the stuff.
And doing that, that's one of the things that, with Jerry Argovitz and Bernard Lerner and the owners we had, they knew how to market. And they set trends in that were adopted in the NFL and other leagues. They knew how to, color the game up. You got to have fun, but you got to look good doing it.
Yeah, we did. I loved. What about you, Moss? What about those uniforms? I love those.
I really thought they're horrible.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I knew you'd be different. But he's lying. I always know when he's lying.
I thought they were great. I thought they were especially great when they were going across
the goal line. I knew you were saying
that. Well, the best looking sight I've seen.
Hey, when we had four of those receivers all hitting the seams Jim throwing the ball down there.
Not too bad.
Hey, that two deep safety. I always like to see that.
Our single safety with Jim blowing his eyes on. Jimmy had the best eyes in football, no question.
Kyle was 8 years old when you guys were playing. So when we got the assignment and Gavin said, you're out here and I want you. And I said, Kyle, I got good news and bad news. The bad news is you're working with me. He said, all right, what's the good news? I said, we've got a gambler's reunion. He thought it was Christmas last week in June. So for you to look back and see a little kid like that who brought his own son and some of the others, what's it like for you, Jack, to look and see how you were part of history?
Well, it's... yeah, my children, I had children that went through that, and seeing them and how they loved the Gamblers and what we were doing. And, you know, Jim Kelly's always been their idol. You know, so it, my kid, our family was all part of that, just like yours.
Now, Jack, you're a legend up in College Station. What do you think's going to happen with the Aggies with all this talk of conference realignment? Are they going SEC or Pac-10?
Oh, I have no idea what they're going to do. They just, I've kind of been put out with the whole deal since the Southwest Conference.
I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Hey, TCU and SMU and Rice and University of Houston, that wasn't fair to them to begin with. And they had a great city, Houston, here, and they kicked two teams out of it. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what happens to them.
Yeah, I like your attitude.
Hey, well, they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. They never should have.
I agree.
713-572-4610. That's the number to get in. You can get us your questions for any of these guys. But actually, they're fixing to go do some autograph signing right now, I believe, as 2 o'clock is coming up really fast.
I got to get something to eat yet.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jimmy. That's
a great place to do it. David Buster.
I just want to thank you, too, and thank your station for allowing us to be a part of it, because to us, being able to come together and celebrate and really reminisce on the days that we used to have back here in this beautiful city. My brother Ed still talks and brags about it. I still come back, but this is a special place, and it'll always hold a special place in my heart.
Well, he's going to kill me when I say it because he likes to be anonymous, but our program director, Gavin Spittle, put this thing together, and I'm going to stay right now. We at Sports Radio 610, the flagship of the Houston Texan football team, and we got the voice of the Texans, who is also the voice at the U. We're going to have you on with Mark Vandermeer. We're going to have you on during some other parts during the season to help Hunter's Hope.
I appreciate it. And also, for all those people out there listening, Hunter's Hope is a big part of my life. It pretty much is my life. Me and my wife authored a book. It's coming out in September 9th. We'll be on the Today Show. It's titled Without a Word. My son never spoke a word, but he's changed more lives than any person can imagine to do. And if you want to log on, not only to huntershope.org, but log on to her website, which is jillk.org. Don't put Jill Kelly.
No.
Put Jill K. Remember this, jillk.org. Some of the guys, if you're husband and wives and you see your husband on that website a little bit too long, you know he log on to a wrong website. I don't need to go where that's going, but remember, it's not jillkelly.org, it's Jill K.
There we go.
I rest my case. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Jack, Mark Vandermeer joins us next on Sports Radio.